Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you this morning to bring God's word and to worship with you. My name is Jeremy Vandermeer, and I'm from Ladner. My wife and two kids are there right now at our home church. And I just wrapped up my schooling back in April, so I am in this time of this funny transition, just waiting for a call. So talking to a bunch of churches and sending feelers out, all those kind of things, and just waiting to see where the Lord will call us. So it's an exciting time to be in, but a bit nerve-wracking at times as well. But I'm nonetheless very happy to be with you this morning. Our text this morning comes from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, maps are a funny thing sometimes. They are a prevalent item in our world today, aren't they? Maps, they fill a need we have. They tell us how to get somewhere or how to get something. They direct our way. A standard accessory for a vehicle used to be these impossible-to-fold maps. Though we may no longer tote those around, our cars may come equipped with GPS, or many of us will have access to our routes on our phones. But maps are more than just geography. Take, for example, magazines. They are telling us something. Not always how to get somewhere, though some do, but they guide us in how to get something. Want to stay jacked for the summer? Men's Health is for you. Want out-of-this-world intimacy? Cosmopolitan attempts to live up to that bold claim. How to be the hostess with the mostest? Good Housekeeping. A spiritual buffet? The Oprah magazine. DIY and lush gardens? Better Home and Gardens. They all tell us how to go about achieving or attaining something. They direct us. They lead our thinking. They motivate us to a particular actions. But maps go deeper than that. Maps are a philosophy, a way of life, go to school, get a job, get married, buy a house, have some kids, work hard, play hard, make money, invest that money. That's a standard trajectory of our lives in this Western culture. For us, that is an accepted and unquestioned way of life. Maps, worldviews, philosophies, they shape and guide how we walk through this world, how we navigate our way along the way. In a world that is as ugly as it can be beautiful, maps guide us in sorting things out and discerning a way forward. It has been a long time since the Exodus, since God redeemed Israel from Egypt. Israel is now in the plains of Moab, their decades of wilderness wandering complete. Moses, the servant of God, their trusted leader, is dead. Moses was there when God delivered Israel from Egypt. Moses stood up to Pharaoh as a representative of God and of the people. Moses was there when they crossed the Red Sea. Moses was there as an intercessor on behalf of the people when they were hungry and thirsty. Moses was there to beseech God to stay his wrath when he was about to wipe them out for Israel's sins against him. Moses was there. He was the one who led Israel in following God. Moses was always there, showing them the way to go. And now, on the verge of entering the promised land, Moses is dead. Moses is no longer there. How are they ever supposed to enter into this hostile territory to possess the land that God has promised to give them? The opening words of Joshua, after the death of Moses. What will become of this little nation, Israel? Where are they to go? How are they to get there? After the death of Moses. Uncertainty, instability, anxiety, worry. How do we walk forward when a thick fog has descended upon us? Into this uncertainty, God speaks. He says to Joshua, the one who has been Moses' aide all these years, get up and go. God puts Joshua into action. The time for mourning is over. Get up and go. God calls Israel back to life and gives them a map for the way ahead. And here, in God's speech to Joshua, we have this beautiful piece of poetry in verses 5 to 9. Scholars like to call this a chiasm. A chiasm is a series of lines where particular lines reflect or parallel one another to heighten or intensify meaning in a passage. Here's how it works. We have verse 5b and 9b paralleling one another. I am with you. God's presence. Verse 6 and 8, be strong and brave. Verse 7 and 8, carefully obey this law. Now remember, this is God's commissioning speech to Joshua. In the first part of God's speech, he commands Joshua and the people, get up and go. Now at the end of the speech, through this chiasm, God is showing them the way forward. This chiasm is telling them and us to stop and pay attention. For everything that follows in Joshua will hearken back to the working out of this chiasm. And more than that, everything that follows in Israel's history as a nation will hearken back to the working out of this speech from God. You see, this is a map that God is giving his people. This is how Israel is being called to make sense of the world and how to walk forward in the world. This is their map. This is their way. This map is for the day-to-day implementation of the vast law that God has just given Israel. So taking another look at that chiasm, we see that all three sections are integrally related. God is with you. An awareness. Therefore, be strong and brave. A vigilance. So that you may carefully obey the law, which is the only way for success. An attentiveness. Awareness, vigilance, and attentiveness. It took me a good long while to learn how to be a half-decent student. Studying, doing homework, preparing for class were never things that I was all that interested in. And my grades often reflected that. My least favorite class in high school was French. I had zero interest in learning a second language. When I began attending Regent College, I learned that Greek was a requirement for my program. I was going to have to learn how to read Greek, the language of the New Testament. So, of course, I signed up for a 7-week intensive course on how to read Greek. It was a nightmare. And it had the ominous nickname of Suicide Greek. In the days leading up to this class, I was anxious. I was agitated. I thought there is no way I'm going to make it out of this class. This class is going to eat me and my bad study habits alive. Before the first class, we had to memorize the Greek alphabet. How that stressed me out. This class loomed over me. It was such a burden on my shoulders. But then my wife, she had the brilliant idea to walk through this with me so that I would start to feel like I was on solid ground again, that I could walk a little bit straighter. She memorized the alphabet with me. She made a game out of it. She made me feel ready for that first day. I was breaking down, and in my fear, she came alongside of me and made me see that I was not alone. Moses is dead. The people are anxious. They are stuck. They feel as though an insurmountable mountain lies in their path. In comes God. I know you are scared. I know you are nervous. I know you are in despair. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Before Moses was, I am. I am the beginning and the end. I was there creating the beginning, and I will be there at the end, creating a new beginning. Yes, Moses is dead. Yes, you are scared. I am here. I am with you. Follow my voice. This is the fundamental claim guarding the whole speech. God is with Joshua. God is with us. God's presence is the foremost promise in the Old Testament. He is here. Every waking hour, every passing moment, God is here. Even when it seems darkest, and that it may seem that God's face is turned away from us, it is not so. In the storms of our life, illness, alienation, depression, addiction, stress, anger, we see that He has descended with us and enters into the depths with us. Jesus goes down into the depths with us. He enters our storms just as He did with the disciples. And He will still them. They will not rage on forever. It does not make the storm any less of a storm. But it sure helps to know that one is with us. And that this one is Lord over the storms as well. And we know it. We learn that from our youngest days as Christians, but we don't always let it settle into our soul and really animate our whole being. It can become a fact about God rather than a lived reality. And this is why we are encouraged to be strong and courageous, to practice vigilance. Vigilance to see God's ever-present presence with us. May that always be at the forefront of our minds as we are changing diapers, as we enjoy walks around Stanley Park, as we are in the lineup at the grocery store, as we get joy from doing the work of our hands, as we experience frustration doing the work of our hands, as we share a meal with friends. We do all these things in the presence of God. Be strong and courageous to recognize that reality moment by moment. No wonder Paul in 1 Corinthians asks us, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Who is in you? God with us, God in us. Should that not change how we live each moment? Know, my brothers and sisters, that God is always with us. Let that be our strength and courage. Our strength is not our money, our body, our power, our influence, our skills, our family. Our strength, our comfort, is that we are God's and that He is with us. Let that knowledge and that hope permeate our lives and help us to truly live in the moment, in the presence of God, as a gift from God. Esther DeWall writes, "This means that the point of reference in my life will always be the presence of God, to whom I listen and respond with a yes that comes not from fear, but from that love of the Christian. Am I daily becoming a more loving person?" Obedience. Careful obeying of the God of the law is listening to God's voice, most magnificently revealed in the Word made flesh, and following it. Obedience is about attentiveness, attentiveness to where God is leading us. Following God, even when the prospect of it seems frightful, God leading us out of our comfort zones to bring us into His. Whether that be going on a mission trip, changing careers, moving, befriending and loving that person a couple houses down, talking to that person in the park, doing your work for the glory of God, attentiveness to where God is leading us. Attentiveness to Jesus' cry, follow me. Follow me. That is saying yes to Christ. Saying yes to his saving work in our lives. An attentiveness for God that does not turn to the right or to the left, but stands fast in the promises of God. Not my will, but your will be done. This passage in Joshua gives us a map to find God, and in finding him, realizing that he was always here, walking with us along the way, seeking us out. God is here. He has always been on your side. The first step in walking forward in this map is realizing that we are not alone. He is here. He has always been on your side. In the short story, Temple of the Holy Ghost, Flannery O'Connor tells the tale of a young southern girl who is very full of herself and lives in isolation. Everyone seems ugly to her, and she in turn acts ugly to everyone. Just outside the small town the story takes place in, a fair is going on. She hears tales of all kinds of freakish people at this fair. The story feels very noisy and crowded. The flashing lights of the fair going off in the distance and the mile-a-minute ways of the girl's mind. You feel weighed down by the girl's busyness, by her self-assertion. And as the story ends, she's in a church partaking of communion, her mind, as usual, going a million different directions. And then they were well into the liturgy before her ugly thoughts stopped. And she began to realize that she was in the presence of God. Help me not to be so mean, she began mechanically. Help me not to give her so much sass. Help me not to talk like I do. Her mind began to get quiet. And as the bread was raised before the people, she began to reflect on how all things were being drawn into the body of Christ, being made temples of the Holy Ghost, and how Christ, drawing all things to himself, is present with us at all times. Isaiah 30 proclaims, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation." An awareness. In quietness and trust is your strength. Vigilance. But you would have none of it. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. An attentiveness. Our map, our way of navigating this life, a way of life that is not through self-assertion, but through self-submission. A submission to listen and be led by the Lord of our life, the true vine, Jesus Christ, and to abide in him. And that primary and first recognition needs to be made over and over and over again. God is here. He is with us. This map does not tell us how to be busy expending all our energy towards a particular goal. Rather, the first thing it does is put you into a relationship. I am with you, You are mine. I will never leave you or forsake you. And living in that way, from moment to moment, in the presence of God, changes the way we go about living. Being fashioned as temples of the Holy Spirit, we are grown more and more into the full measure and stature of Christ. He is here. He has always been by your side. He is here. He has always been by your side. Be strong and courageous to live into that reality. Carefully listen and follow Him, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, for your presence with us, for your life-giving presence, your steadfast love, your unending mercy, and for Jesus Christ, our Savior, who has brought us into Him and made it so that we can abide in Him. Lead us forward in your loving grace. Help us to rely on your strength and not ours, to heed your voice and not our own, to love as you have loved us. Amen.